today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Ladies and gentlemen, Salamu Alaikum. You are with today's special from IRIB English Radio. Please join us on how to organize our life in Islam. Today's Sunday is the 8th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Day, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 1st of January, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's start with the Holy Quran. We'll listen to chapter Ash-Shura, Verse 22.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ترى الظالمين مشفقين مما كسبوا وهو واقع بهم والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات في روضات الجنات لهم ما يشاءون عند ربهم ذلك هو الفضل الكبير.
You will see the wrongdoers fearful of what they have earned, and it will certainly befall them. And those who have believed and done righteous deeds will be in lush regions of the gardens in paradise, having whatever they will in the presence of their Lord. That is what is the great bounty.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Resurrection is now invisible, but it is as if it is evident. Man's vicious deeds entail nothing other than hellfire. Although people of paradise are believers and do righteous good deeds, but all those favors are the consequences of divine bounties rather than the rewards of their deeds. The blessed verse, I mean verse 22 of chapter Ash-Shura, is explicitly saying that wrongdoers' hearts are darkened by the viciousness of their deeds, and they pay for the consequences of their sins in this world and the hereafter.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi.
Remember our topic, organizing our life in Islam. Have you ever noticed piles of shirts, jackets, and other assorted items accumulating slowly on your chairs, bed, floors, and closet? Have you seen stacks of untouched mail, bills, and letters sitting on your table for weeks? What about your desk drawers that are filled with anything and everything? What about your car, your refrigerator, your bathroom. Have you stepped back to take a look at the disorganization we are capable of creating? Allah, in the Holy Quran, chapter 2, verse 222, says, "Truly Allah loves those who turn to Him constantly, and He loves those who keep themselves pure and clean." Iman, or faith, increases with obedience and decreases with disobedience. Have you realized that by living messily, you're living in a state that is also a disobedience to Allah? No wonder why our iman and faith get so low in such circumstances. Every Muslim should make an effort to keep a clean home to please Allah and have a peaceful home environment.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, in this very show, we are going to talk about the ways to organize our daily routine. The first is meditation and mindfulness. Starting our day with a purpose helps us shape how the rest of our day turns out. Actually, this is what we are actually recommended to do in our religious recommendations by the name of musharata, or to some extent muraqabah, to make some conditions for ourselves in that 10 minutes and to understand and to survey and to understand ourselves and to see what we are going to do and what we are going to actually do in the upcoming day and the ways that we are going to perform the actions. It can be done in bed, on the floor, or in any space where you feel comfortable and free of distractions, a place where you can quietly reflect. The key here is to close your eyes, make sure your spine is straight, and connect with your body. Take 3 long, nourishing breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Notice the rising and falling of your chest and belly as you breathe. And finally, ask yourself, what is my intention for today? Make this something where you can check in on yourself in the afternoon and see how you're doing. A great example could be, I create my own path and walk it with joy. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
Be with today's special from IRIB English Radio and managing our energy wisely. This is one of the tips on getting organized, and it's good for our iman. The best worship is the one that makes a person cooler and less angry and excited in a negative way. Worship teaches discipline and self-control. It constantly reminds the individual of continuous obedience and observance. Therefore, since the body stores different components of energy, it needs to be functioning according to what it can take. While managing your time, make sure that you do the most demanding jobs or activities early in the morning without exhausting yourself. Rest in between different tasks and breathe in enough oxygen at all times. Most of the stress is caused by less breathing and more worry and unrest. Try to understand where you're losing time the most and cut it down. This way, you will also save energy.
رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوقِ وَفِي الْغُرُوبِ نُورُهُ يَهْدِي الْعَصَى رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوقِ وَفِي الْغُرُوبِ نُورُهُ يَهْدِي الْعَصَى ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
In this part, we're going to speak about daily routines and rhythms. Creating routines and rhythms throughout our day is the foundation that everything else is built on. Having solid routines is essential for me feeling in control of my day and keeping all the balls in the air. It gives you peace of mind knowing you have time for everything you need to. And it gives you the freedom to use your downtime to truly relax without feeling guilty for not working on something more productive or worrying you'll run out of time for everything. For example, we have a short morning routine we follow almost every morning, and even if we don't do it at the exact same time every day due to some problems, we still do our morning routine things at some point after waking up.
When we look at this issue, يَحْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا, that the Imams have been sent to guide people according to the command and amr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeping that aspect in mind, I would like to share with you a hadith from our 8th Imam, where he talks about the practical implications of Iman. What does it mean to be a mu'min? Is it just a verbal statement, or does it mean something else? And this is a very famous hadith that we see from the Imam on this issue, which has been narrated from reliable sources in our books. And it's important that Imam talks about it, where he says, لا يكون المؤمن مؤمنا حتى يكون فيه ثلاثة خصال. A mu'min cannot be considered as a mu'min. Or a mu'min is not a mu'min until he has three qualities. What are these three qualities that he is talking about? He says these three qualities which actually show that a person is truly a mu'min are sunnatun min rabbihi, wa sunnatun min nabiyihi, wa sunnatun min waliyihi. There are three qualities that a mu'min has to acquire. One, from the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sunnatun min rabbihi. He has to inculcate one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his own character, in his own personality. Wa sunnatun min nabiyihi. And he should take one quality from his nabi and work on it and inculcate that quality in himself or herself. And number three, وَسُنَّةٌ مِّنْ وَلِيِّهِ. And he needs to take one quality from the Imam of his time or the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, the Awliya and the Aimma, and inculcate that quality in his own personality. We have a hadith where we are told, تُخَلِّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. Build your character on the basis of the akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
as you noticed, we were speaking about how to organize our life in Islam. Inshallah, we'll continue on the next episode of today's special tomorrow. So we meet you soon, inshallah. Fi amanillah.
Crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were like, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.